Right, so next up, after speaking to Judy Spires, I am now chatting with Des, who is the manager of the whole thing. Des, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Nice to see everybody here this morning. It's really exciting to be open.
Yeah, now, you've kind of sprung up from nowhere, really, because I heard word that you were going to be opening and then nothing happened. And then all of a sudden, the shop frontage came up, the Shekinah name came on the top of the door. And then there was nothing for a while. And then all of a sudden, here you are. How long have you been working to get the place up and going?
We've spent about the last week getting all the fixtures and fittings all perfect. And we've got lots of clothing up, clothes rails, really large bric-a-brac section in the middle, and we're really happy with the place, with how it looks. It looks like a shop and not like a charity shop, and that's what we were trying to achieve.
Yeah, it does look very organised. Now, I have actually run a charity shop myself many years ago, and it always did tend to look a little bit like a charity shop, really. And I'm joined now by my co-presenter, Jen, as well. Now, you actually used to run a second-hand shop yourself.
That's right, I did. Quite a few years ago now, but I started from scratch. It was up in Abbey Road, and a lot of renovation had to take place before we could actually get open, and it was accumulating the stock to draw the people in. That was the hard part. We were constantly striving to do that, but again, it didn't look like a sort of rough and tumble secondhand shop, which there's nothing wrong with, but it was more of a boutique look. And this place, this lovely Shekinah shop, it's very airy and bright, and things are nicely organized, and it's just got that draw you in kind of feel, I would say. But yeah, I'd say it's vibrant, and I will be a repeat visitor, I'm sure. I was already seen a couple of things I want to buy.
That's brilliant. Now, we're actually standing in the stock room at the moment. Now, the shop is obviously fully stocked, and you've got a lot of stuff back here as well. Where have you got all of the donations from?
We have two sister shops in Plymouth, and they what they're not selling in their shops, or what's coming in if they have too much coming into their shops, they're kindly donating to us as well, but we are accepting donations here. So we've got a lot of space to hold donations out the back. So yeah, we're really excited to get the shop up and running and get as much stock out as possible and raise a lot of money for a really, really good cause.
Excellent. Now, obviously, you are run by volunteers. Are you always on the lookout for people to help out as well?
Yes, yeah, we've the more the merrier where it comes to volunteers. We have about four or five at the moment, but you can never have too many. So if you'd like to volunteer, please come down and speak to me. My name's Des, and just come down and volunteer. It'd be good fun. Be good fun.
Excellent stuff. Well, Des, thank you so much for taking time out of the busy schedule of an open, brand new open shop to join us on the show. And I hope it goes well. And you will probably, no doubt, have yet another repeat customer in myself as well. Thank you, Des.
Cheers. All the best. Thank you very much.